This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of bluegrass music lined up for you. A little bit special this time. I'll be interviewing the ladies of Hot Diggity, the fine bluegrass band from New Zealand, who were playing at our festival in February, and I finally got together and with some of the members of the band. And we'll be talking to them and playing some of their music, so that will be something to wait out for. We'll be playing some tracks that feature Ray Deaton, the wonderful bass singer and bass player for Dora Lawson and Third Time Out, who died recently. And I will just be playing some general music that I think you're going to enjoy. We're going to start with a wonderful singer that I first met in about 2007 at Grass Valley Festival, and Dale Ann Bradley really caught my ear there. I really loved her music, and she sang great songs, and when I got an opportunity to talk to her, she was absolutely delightful to talk to. And so I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the signed CD that I got from her at that time. The CD was called Catch Tomorrow, and she gave me this, and we got lots of signatures on it. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. Rita May, it's written by Connie Lee. We've had Connie Lee on this program before, and she wrote the song Rita May. We're going to hear the song Live Forever, written by Billy Joe Shaver. So here, without any further ado, is Dale Ann Bradley.
Sacred wedding band. Now Howard Jones married Rita May when she was 21. Well, I guess he thought she'd settle down and put aside her fun. But the whole town knew that he was wrong and she would always stray. And I've always heard it's a mighty fine line between true love and hate. And if you play with fire, then you're bound to get burned. But life holds a lesson for the ones who will. Too late to listen. this living will be too high to pay. Side of town, and they spied her from a distance. It was more than he could stand. For he watched her dance so shamelessly in the arms of another man. Silence swept across the room as Hamlet stormed inside. In a fury rage with a 38, he ended Rita's life. He said, I'd rather live my life in a cold, dark hollow cell than to let some woman mock my name and put my heart through hell. Reckless living will be too high to pay. When it's too late to listen, there'll be no words to say.
I Well, that was Dale Ann Bradley with I'm Going to Live Forever and Catch Tomorrow Now, which is where the title of that CD came from. She had some wonderful musicians working with her, different ones on both those tracks, but the wonderful banjo work of Alison Brown, who was producer for that album, was very evident on Catch Tomorrow. I'm Going to Live Forever, her banjo break was superb. Well, I'm saddened to have to report that Ray Deaton, the wonderful bass singer and bass player from Third Time Out, just died recently on the 4th of June with complications from an illness that he'd had for some time. And he was only 66 years old. And Ray was a very friendly chap on stage. He always had a slightly mischievous smile and but an astonishing bass voice. People report that he actually could sing any part. He actually sang tenor on some things, but his bass voice was remarkably rich. He could go down to a low B flat. So all you bass singers who think singing an E is low, well, he could get down to a B flat. And so he often worked with groups that really showed off his bass singing abilities. I first saw him in 1990 working with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and I have a CD from that time, Heaven's Joy Awaits. And Doyle Lawson's band at the time was Russell Moore on lead and tenor vocals. Doyle, of course, did lead and tenor vocals, varied. Scott Vestal did baritone vocals. Ray Deaton did the bass vocals. And Ray had a wonderful deep voice. And we're going to hear from that band one of the classic songs that they did called Climbing Up the Mountain, Children. And Ray is doing the bass part in this one. I hope you enjoy this.
Oh, well, I'm climbing up the mountain, children. Children, I didn't come here to stay. Brother, if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children.
Children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some say give me silver,
boom.
Some say give me gold,
boom, boom.
I say give me Jesus, who's precious to my soul.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children.
Children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some people call me noisy,
boom.
I belong with the noisy crew.
Boom, boom,
shout when I get happy, like what Christians
boom,
do.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children.
Children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Boom, boom, boom,
I started out for heaven,
boom, boom,
to Zion's land I'm bound.
Boom, boom, boom,
with Jesus acting Lord, I will not turn around.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children.
Children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Great God, I heard a mighty rumbling. It was way down in the ground. It must have been the devil, Lord. He was turning around and around. Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children.
Children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother, now,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Well, wasn't that great? That was Doyle Lawson and featuring Ray Deaton on the bass vocal, of course. Then Ray Deaton, Russell Moore and Mike Hartgrove, the fiddle player, left Doyle Lawson and went and formed another group called Third Time Out. And Ray was part of that group for about some 30 years, I believe, or 25 years anyway. And they did some wonderful music. The lead vocals of Russell Moore were featured, and Ray, of course, got to sing bass in the harmony bits, and they did a lot of gospel music, as you might expect. So we are all lined up here to hear another song, this time by Third Time Out, featuring Ray Deaton, who passed away just last week. This is one you might recognize, called Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home.
to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chair, stop and let me ride.
Won't you swing?
Swing down chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Slow and easy. Know that I've got a home on the other side. Well, if you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends that I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chair, stop and let me ride.
Won't you swing?
Swing down chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Slow and easy, you know that I've got a home on the other side. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home.
But I know that my soul is a heavenly bound,
coming for to carry me home.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chair, stop and let me ride.
Won't you swing?
Swing down chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Slow and easy, so that I've got a home on the other side. You know that I've got a home on the other side.
Russell Moore has got an amazing voice at one end of the scale, and Ray Deaton had an amazing voice at the other end of the scale. That was third time out, and we might hear them later on in the program. But it was featuring the voice of Ray Deaton, who died on the 4th of June 2019, and we will miss him. He had made immense contributions to the groups in which he played. He was ended up as the booking agent as well. For a third time out, and in fact started his own booking agency for other groups as well, and he played in other groups after he had left third time out, and had spent his life making a wonderful contribution to bluegrass music. Thank you, Ray. We will miss you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, and they sell almost anything you could need for your music requirements. Musical instruments, of course, guitars, banjos, fiddles, mandolins, keyboards, drums, and all the accessories you need to keep those things up and running and in best sounding condition. And they have a wonderful array of books and teaching books and sheet music and song books that you can get. Go and see the people at Shearer's. They have everyone working in the store are musicians, and they're very helpful. They know the sort of things that you will probably need and can recommend things based on their own experience. So I'm very pleased to have Shearer's sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been supporting music in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a fine job at it. What are we going to have? We're going to have some Chronology. It's an album put out by the Lonesome River Band. And here's a song called Money in the Bank. Let's have a listen to this one.
So have you seen? Well, I was making money, we're making time, but you can bet I won't stand in line. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. So chalk it up, mark it down, look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in the bank. Before daylight, they'll love me for who I am and not what I'm by. When the cards are down and the table's turned, it'll be too late for you to learn. My love's worth more than money in a bank. So chalk it up, mark it down, look for me, I won't be around. If you leave me, it's like money in a bank.
Some River Band, Money in the Bank. Well, in February this year, 2019, we had the first real bluegrass festival in New Zealand, Kiwigrass. There's been festivals before, the Banjo Pickers Conventions way back in the 1960s, and there was a festival in the South Island about 1979, but this was a real international bluegrass festival held just outside of Hamilton, Mystery Creek, and bluegrass bands came from over New Zealand, and we also featured some Australian bands like Bluegrass Parkway, USA band, the Lonely Heartstring Band, and of course the local bands included Hot Diggity, which is a five-piece all-girl group from mostly north of Auckland, and I got an opportunity to talk to them. But we're going to hear a track from their album Worth the Wait. Just before we do that, here's a bluegrass classic, the Rocky Road Blues, Hot Diggity.
Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long, no, no. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Another woman, yeah, yeah, done got my man and gone. Got the lowdown blues and I'm wearing out the soles of my shoes, Lord, Lord. Got the lowdown blues and I'm wearing out the soles of my shoes. The man that left me, yeah, yeah, he left me with a dog. The road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. No, no. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Another woman, yeah, yeah, done got my man and
Well, I'm sitting under a tree at Kiwi Grass, and I'm talking to two of the Hot Diggity band. I'm talking to Deborah and Chrissy. Would you like to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you play and what you do?
Hi, Paul. I'm Deborah McKenzie, and I play guitar and sing and songwrite for Hot Diggity. Kia ora, Paul. I'm Chrissy Jackson, and I play the fiddle.
Now, we've been playing your music on my radio show, and it's good fun to play. You write some great songs, and I really enjoy the music. Why did you start playing bluegrass music? Deborah.
Well, I grew up in the Salvation Army, so I guess I grew up with a lot of gospel singing and harmony singing, and so, but it wasn't until I saw the movie Brother Where Art Thou that I was introduced to bluegrass music, and it just made my heart sing, and I thought, this is where I need to be, this is the best place for my voice. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Chrissy?
Well, it all started for me at the Auckland Folk Festival, actually, where these guys, they set up the Pippi Pickers tent, because Janine, our bass player, also plays for the Pippi Pickers. And they set up the Pippi Pickers tent, and I'm in the tent, in our tent, which is quite close to that. And I said, I just have to go brush my teeth. No, wait, hang on a minute. I've got to get my fiddle. I've got to go play. I think it's Albie. Yeah. And I thought it was Chris Dent from Albie and the Wolves. Yeah. And it was actually Janine. She's got a very powerful voice. Yeah. And I literally spent the entire rest of the festival, when I wasn't playing with somebody else, I was in the tent or under the tree jamming with these guys. So that was my introduction to bluegrass.
Okay. The enthusiasm for putting together an all-woman band, which is rare. There's always... New Zealand has a tradition of women in bluegrass bands,
yeah.
Which I'm delighted to say, and which is not always the way, right. Especially in the USA. But I'm delighted that we've got an all-women band too. Did consciously decide to say we want an all-women band? Or was it just that you were friends and you got together and thought, this sounds pretty good, let's keep working on it?
Well, it was Heather Carrigan's idea. Heather sings, plays mandolin, and writes songs as well in Hot Diggity. And I think it was her genius to put together an all-women bluegrass band. And we knew each other from the folk and bluegrass scene, so it was just a very happy coincidence that we all sung different parts and could play different instruments. And initially we had Slavka in the band from the Czech Republic.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, when we set up 5 years ago now, and then Slavka went back to the Czech Republic, and we were very lucky that Chrissy wanted to come and play in Hot Diggity and be another flower in our bouquet.
That's fantastic. I need to say, for all the radio listeners who can't actually see, Hot Diggity play in 1950s style dresses and lots of roses. They sell clip-on roses and things like that as part of the merchandise, and I know I hosted them at an afternoon concert in my back lawn, which is very good, and the whole presentation is just excellent, yet the music is what it's about, and they're great songs and everything. What's the inspiration for your songwriting?
Girl power. Totally about girl power.
Girl power.
Yeah, I guess Bluegrass Spice Girls, maybe that's what we are. But definitely we love singing about things close to women's hearts, and some of our songs are quite sassy, some of them about heartache, and some of them just about empowerment, and some pretty strong messages, powerful messages to men from time to time.
And also to our young girls, there's a few of us who have daughters, and it's really important that we show them how to be strong, independent women, and so they can be the best people that they can be as they grow up.
Right.
And one of the things I really love about when we play gigs is that often the young girls, your sort of 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old girls, they just all gather at the front and they twirl and they dance and you know, they talk about wanting to start playing an instrument. Mm. And I think it's quite inspiring. And when we play at other venues with older women, often the older women come up and say, wow, that was, you know, we loved it. That's the happiest we've felt in a long time. Yeah. So
people like to dress up as well. You know, they come to one of our gigs and there's often women in the audience with flowers. And there's often men actually with flowers in their hairs or wearing floral shirts and stuff. And it's really pretty to see everybody kind of get into the spirit of the happiness, the joy of it.
Well, I'm talking to girls from Hot Diggity, Deborah McKenzie and Chrissy Jackson, and we're sitting under a tree at Kiwigrass and thoroughly enjoying the opportunity to have a conversation. I'd like to play another song. This is one I've selected called Low Lonesome Wind, and it's actually written by Heather Carrigan, who is a mandolin player and other vocalist in the band, lead vocalist, and she wrote this song, but Deborah gets to sing it. Have a listen to this song.
And there ain't no sound like the low lonesome wind shaking those trees tonight. Ain't no sound like the low lonesome wind, only my baby can make it right. That lonesome wind once kept me lonely with the sound of the deepest pain. My love was lost and the wind was crying for all my sorrow I loved in vain. And there ain't no sound like a low lonesome wind shaking those trees tonight. Ain't no sound like the low lonesome wind, only my baby can make it right. Now times have changed, that wind's still blowing, it's moaning low, it's moaning long. But tonight there'll be no crying, 'cause my baby, he's coming home. And there ain't no sound like the low lonesome wind shaking those trees tonight. Ain't no sound like the low lonesome wind, only my baby can make it right.
So what sort of gigs do you play at, and whereabouts do you play mostly in New Zealand? Where are we likely to see Hot Diggity playing, apart from Kiwigrass or things like this?
Well, because we live all around the North Island, it's quite tricky for us to get together, but we are playing on the 16th of February at Rebel Roundup, which is a classic car meet, neat. Which will be fantastic with drag racing and everything.
And then on the 17th, we're playing at Meatstock, which is going to be barbecue, bluegrass, and beer, probably.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, at the Auckland Showgrounds, and then at the Wellington Bluegrass Club on the 30th of March. We're looking forward to that too.
So. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. There's lots of opportunities. People get my show as podcasts or live streaming,
right.
Or it's sequenced through different access radio stations in New Zealand and overseas. So it's good for people to know where they can find you. So, coming to a festival like this, you see a whole bunch of other people play, and some you've seen before, some you may not have seen before. What do you think you've got out of this first one?
Well, I was really fortunate to go to the Guitar Academy for the first couple of days before the festival, and that was amazing, just to have some time to sit and work on technique and things.
Who was taking the academy?
Mark
Mazengo.
And also George Clements from the Lonely Heartstring Band. So that was amazing to have such incredibly talented teachers. And then just meeting people from all over the country, but then from different parts, like from Japan and from Germany and America
and Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing place.
Yes. Yeah. I find that you tend to go away with a slightly being overwhelmed at it, and then you think about things for the next few weeks and you'll recall something and say, that was good. Hey, what was that song they did? You know, that happens to me anyway.
Yeah, I write lists as we're going through the festival, great tunes and songs that people sing, so I have a list, a growing list of all these things that I want to learn and look at in the future.
You will be very impressed that I sometimes do that on my phone.
I'm very impressed you do that.
Yes, in the memo thing, you write down good songs for HCBB, or good songs for Molly, and you hear them and what you can do. Okay, do you think there should be another Kiwi Grass?
Most definitely. Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Yeah, there will be. There will be, definitely.
Twice a year.
We have been blessed with very hot weather and hot diggity dresses, strapless or shoulder strap dresses leave a large amount of body to be burned in the very hot sun. How do you manage that?
I always travel with a parasol or umbrella.
Yes.
And just keep my portable shade all the time.
I'm blessed to be part Māori and I don't burn.
Oh, that's good.
So I keep an eye on the sun, of course, because it does get very, very hot and the shade is always amazing. But
I'm not quite sure how we started talking about this on a radio show.
The pool was amazing, Paul.
The pool was fabulous.
Oh, the swimming pool.
The pool. There's a lovely pool here at Narrows Park. Yeah. Yeah, I got into the pool with my umbrella as well. It was fantastic.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll be playing some tracks off your album. Are you going to record another album sometime soon?
Oh, I hope so. Absolutely. Yeah. They've got some great songs by Deborah McKenzie and also Heather Carrigan.
We just need to save up a few more pennies.
It's funding your recordings, isn't it? And you want to do the best you can, and it costs more and all that sort of stuff. But we'll look forward to that. Okay. And in the meantime, thank you very much for your music.
Thanks, Paul.
Let's play a song from your album, Hot Diggity, Worth the Wait. And I've selected track number 3, Going Nowhere.
Grow.
do to you. I said I will as well. Looks like we've taken the long road home.
So, Deborah, tell me who else is in your band. You've got five members of Hot Diggity, and I've been talking to Chrissy and you. Let's talk a little bit about the others.
Okay, well, Janine Abarbanel, who also plays in the Pippi Pickers.
Yes.
She's a bassist and fantastic singer in Hot Diggity as well. And Heather Carrigan, who songwrites, sings and plays mandolin.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's really
and
great.
Sue?
And Sue Drake is from Whangarei, and she plays banjo.
So I knew Sue was from Whangarei. Where are you from?
From Auckland.
You're Auckland.
Yeah, Janine's in Lee, Heather's in Dargaville, and Chrissy's in New Plymouth. So
we cover them all
around the North Island. Yes. So it is quite hard to get together for practices. But when we do, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and who chooses your songs and who decides on your song choices for a program, say?
Well, I'm pretty much the set list master, but then obviously there's always a democratic process.
Yes.
And everyone just feeds in what they like, and we make edits and changes as we go. And sometimes just in the moment, you know, you have to change things up a bit.
Yeah. Always. I love these lists you make of 10 tunes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, someone says, oh, you've only got two more, you know, and you think, which one are we going to cut out?
Yeah.
And you know, should we cut out Janine's song or should we cut out Chrissy's song, you know?
Yeah. We just, one thing I really love about Hot Diggity is that it's all about Hot Diggity and not us as individuals. So it very much feels like what's best for the band is what we do.
That sums it up beautifully.
Yeah.
And that's a very nice process, may I say so. That's lovely. Well, thank you very much. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Now, there's a couple of things coming up that you might need to know about. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band playing in the Hawke's Bay this coming weekend. So if you're listening to this live, you will need to know that we're playing in Norsewood at the Old Dairy Factory on Saturday the 15th of June. And you can't book, but just turn up. It's going to be a great night. There'll be plenty of room and a very great, very good atmosphere. Have some wonderful music at the Old Dairy Factory. And then on Sunday the 16th, we're playing an afternoon concert at Lindisfarne College in Hastings. And that's at 3 o'clock. And you can go online at Lindisfarne College and find out how to get tickets there. They're $25 for adults. And I think it's about $15 or $10 for students. And it's a rare visit to Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in the Hawke's Bay area, and you just might get to hear a song like this was recorded live way back in 1970, and it was from the Live at the Wynyard Tavern album, now been released as an album, The Tavern Revisited. And here is the song, Reuben James.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James, all the folks around Madison County cursed your name. Just an old-cash sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can, and they always lay the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died the child. And although your skin was black, you're the one that never turned your back on a hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and the Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind.
painted shirt, the well-lit brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. James, one dark cloudy day they brought you from the fields, and to your lonely pine box came just a preacher and me and the rain to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weather brown, the callous hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James, Reuben James, Reuben James.
Oh, that was recorded live at the Wynyard Tavern, and we just might be doing that song this weekend, because at every gig that we do, we try and do some of our older material and then some of our newer material as well, just so that there's a range of songs there. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio. Thank you very much. I appreciate the fact that you tune in and enjoy bluegrass music along with me. This is really just like me going through my shelves and playing your tracks. That's how I think of the show, really. I stand in front of my shelves full of CDs and I say, hey, you might enjoy this one. And these guys are really cool and I love her singing. And boy, have you heard this guy play? And so that's pretty much what we're doing, and we're putting it in radio format so you can hear it. We've got Access Radio listeners all around New Zealand. We got it through Canada too, and through the USA on Bluegrass Planet Radio. So thank you very much. What are we going to have? We've been talking in the show about Ray Deaton, who passed away last week, and his wonderful singing. And here is a song from their Third Time Out's recording live at the MAC. That's the Mountain Arts Centre. And, of course, they featured some gospel music with some lovely bass parts in it because Ray Deaton was in the band. And here's a great version of the Bill Monroe tune, I Want the Lord to Protect My Soul.
Down life's highway, alone I've tried. I've always put my trust in God, but you'll find out that your silver and gold won't pay the price to protect your soul.
Oh, want the Lord,
oh, want the Lord
to protect my soul,
to protect my soul,
to lead me on,
to lead me on
to the heaven shore,
to the heaven shore.
My life down here,
my life down here
will soon be on,
will soon be on.
And I want the Lord,
and I want the Lord to protect my soul. There's many a church down life's highway where people sing, rejoice and pray. But won't you stop and trot and join the fold and ask the Lord to protect your soul?
Oh, want the Lord,
oh, want the Lord
to protect my soul,
to protect my soul,
to lead me on,
to lead me on
to the heaven shore,
to the heaven shore.
My life down here,
my life down here
will soon be on,
will soon be on.
And I want the Lord,
and I want the Lord to protect my soul. this old world is doomed in sin. You cry, oh Lord, please let me in, but it'll be too late to join the fold and ask the Lord your soul.
Oh, I want the Lord.
Oh, I want the Lord
to protect my soul.
To protect my soul.
To lead me on.
To lead me on.
To the heaven shore.
To the heaven shore.
My life down here.
My life down here will soon be yours.
Will soon be yours.
And I want the Lord.
And I want the Lord to protect my soul.
Well, that's some pretty good bass singing, and that was Ray Deaton, and that voice is stilled now. Oh, what are we going to have? Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. It's just about time to go, and I think we've got time to play something from the Masters. Many of you will remember the Foggy Mountain Jamboree album, a picture of Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt playing some music. They're wearing white coats and white hats, and there's some classic tracks on that album: Flint Hill Special, Some All Day, Earl's Breakdown, Jimmy Brown, The Newsboy, Foggy Mountain Special, It Won't Be Long, Shucking the Corn, Blue Ridge Cabot, just goes on. And these are classics that are played in any jam session now. So I'm going to take you out with Randy Lynn Rag, instrumental that Earl wrote for one of his sons, and then the absolute classic, Your Love Is Like a Flower. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's Earl Scruggs, Lester Flatt, and the Foggy Mountain Boys.
Thank you. I remember the night, little darling, we were talking of days gone by, when you told me you always would love me, that your love for me would never die. Oh, they tell me your love is like a flower in the springtime, blossom so fair. In the fall, when it weathers away, and they tell me that's the way of your love. It was spring when you whispered these words, dear. The flowers were all blooming so fair. But today, as the snow falls around us, I can see that your love is not there. Oh, they tell me your love is like a flower in the springtime blossom so fair. In the fall, when it withers away, and they tell me that's the way of your love.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.